For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will open up the playoffs on the road this weekend at Northern Michigan, joined by senior alternate captain Elias Rosen. Big picture over the course of the year, Elias, obviously you'd like to be playing at home, but you guys did an awful lot of good things. A few negative things maybe outweigh that, but what were some of the positives this year in your mind?
I feel like it's just, we can be there with the best teams. That's what I feel like the most. We've thrown away a couple games on Fridays mostly, but we know that we can, we've beaten Mankato now, we've beaten Tech, we've beaten a lot of good teams, and we feel like we've lived up to the standard we can. We're just not as consistent as we want, but going into playoff now, I feel like we know that we're a good team and we can beat any team right now.
Throughout the course of the year, you and Leighton Road were jockeying for who was going to take the scoring lead. You guys both had a monster last night of the regular season. From your standpoint, watching him play, what part of his game do you like the most?
I feel like just his compete level. We'd say it every day in practice and games. We just say wow to him every day. And it's insane how good he is on the boards and how good offensively he is. He fights hard every battle he gets and every chance he takes to get to the net, he takes it. But it's his compete level is standing above everything else right now.
You two on the power play can be kind of an interchangeable part. You can go down low, he can go up high a little bit. How much more stress does that put on the penalty kill when you've got guys like that that can get the job done in multiple areas?
Yeah, it's of course really important to have interchangeable power play. We should be able to play on every spot on the power play. So we've done a good job this year as well. We've created some goals. We got some goals last weekend, but now going into playoffs, it's just competing level has to be higher. We know we can do our job and help the team to win on the power play, so we just have to be that good again.
Regular season is said to be a marathon. The playoffs are a sprint. How hard is it to get rid of that mindset of thinking big picture throughout the course of the year, and now I'm just going to focus in on today because that's the only thing that I can focus on?
No, it's a different mindset for sure, but it's at the same point, you know, you only have one chance in playoffs. If you don't make it happen, you're out. But I feel like right now we have the team to and the leadership to go in for Friday and saying that we can win beat these both games right away, and we're going to do everything we can to do it. So,
you guys have all played junior hockey. Junior hockey plays series in the playoffs, most of them seven games. What's different about a best out of three?
Just as we said today on the meeting, just no mistakes. We don't even have any afford to make any mistakes today, and it's just going in straight from the start, full 60 minutes from the start, and then go to the night after and get two wins right away. We can't waste any energy on Friday.
You guys went on the road twice last year. You beat Tech in the semis. You almost beat Minnesota State in the finals, yet you lost a game at home. The margin is so thin. What's different playing at home, being on the road this time of year?
I don't know. It's of course nice to play at home, get some more rest, but at the same time, you prepare the same way, even if you're on the bus or if you're at home. It's just a mental part of it, but physically you don't feel any difference, I feel like. But at the same time, it's nice to have fans, but you have fans away as well. And I feel like the most fun part about being away is just being their crowd away, just seeing them go down and we get up. So
this is the best part.
Best of luck.
Thank you.